Printing cotton.
Thursday, 13th of February.
Shmuel Kunchi, Parshas Kisses.
Yashikayach to everybody. Yashikayach to Reb David and to all the Miyasdim and the Ma'arganim of Torah Way. Fantastic to be able to spread Torah in this way, and what a gewaldig idea to have a Leil Shishi program. Really groundbreaking, and it's really amazing to be here in Nishmas Yisrael, a kehillah which is growing. Just bought the premises across the road, Be'ezus Hashem. This is a siman ledover sheyafutzu mayan aseichem chutza, that this should be the energy that Northwest London needs, a bit of lev, a bit of chassidish bren to change the kehillah a little bit, and it's so much needed, as everyone knows. It's been a tough week, I must be honest. It's been a tough week. There's a lot been going on, but the energy in the room is going to carry the shir through. I've prepared over here just makoros over here, which are actually very easy. We're not going to be shtelling and making diyukim in the makoros. Really, I want to share three very enjoyable geshmak ideas over here. You can see idea one, and then page two has got idea two, and then at the back it's got idea three. Three ideas. And it starts as follows. If you have a look at the siddur, and you crack open the siddur, you notice a very interesting pattern. And the pattern is evident over here on the sheet. The sheet has got a whole bunch of psukim, and each pasuk follows a very, very similar pattern. If you don't have a sheet, there are plenty on the beam over there. Please maybe pass them back. But the sheet says, Ki tov Hashem le'olam chasdova darva daramun aso. Right? The pattern is le'olam and darva dar. Listen to this. We open up the siddur, mizmor l'soda, Ki tov Hashem le'olam chasdo v'ador v'ador emun aso. Nihi chavod Hashem shimcha le'olam, Hashem zircha le'dor v'dor. Right, you just keep reading, you notice, Ezra Savaseinu, we say between Shman Shmona Esra, Ezra Savaseinu Atom Me Olam, Mogi Mashiach Lemachem, Dor Vador. This is already not a pasuk, this is already Chazal injecting it into the Siddur. What is the Mahalach over here? What does it mean, Le'olam and Ledar Vadar? What are these two things? And it comes up everywhere. In fact, on a sheet that I didn't photocopy for you, I found about 50 times that we find Le'olam and Dar Vadar. This seems to be a favorite theme going through Nach. And the question is, what, why, how? And the MS is, I'm going to cheat you over here, because I'm not really going to share with you the full Mahalach, because I want to get through a few different Mahalachim. But if you turn to page 2 over here, the term Le'olam and Ledar Vadar we find in the Malbim explaining throughout the Tehillim, especially in Ashrei, Malchus, Malchus Kol Olam, Shaltecho B'chol Dar Vadar. Olam sounds like one thing, and the Dar Vadar sounds like something else. Olam means forever. It means for eternity. It means, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's realm, so to speak. It is Le'olam. Le'dor Vadar means from generation to generation. From what? Oh, that would be a gewaldig idea. Oh, gewaldig idea. Shkoyach. Hitzalto Nafshi. The Le'olam and the Le'dor Vadar, the Le'olam is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eternity. And that's really le'alem, to be hidden. Le'dor v'dor is really for us. It's from generation to generation. Dor holeich v'dor ba, right? It is a function of after the sin of Adam HaRishon, after the chait of Adam HaRishon, suddenly there was Misa, and then there was a dor that goes and a dor that comes. But le'dor v'dor, that is, you clearly, from generation to generation is very different to forever. Forever is eternal. From generation to generation, we're looking at the links in the chain. What I'd like to have a look today is at this term Lador Vador, and we'll see how it fits so beautifully to where we are and what we're doing. But let's have a look at this Gemara over here. Sota Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Do we see it? The top of the second page is the Mahalach of Bnei Yisachar. It's such an amazing Mahalach. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, in the name of Rabbi Meir the Tanakh, Shahayisi Lomay Torah Eitzel Rabbi Akiva. I used to learn Torah with Rabbi Akiva. Hayisi Matil Kan Kantom Leto Chadia. When we were writing Sifrei Torah, I used to put a little bit of this Kan Kantom, like a strong pigment to make the ink really strong and not erase, into the dye to write the Sefer Torah so that the letters shouldn't fade. Velo Amali Dover, he never said to me anything. Kishabasi, it's a Rabbi Yishmael. Amali, he said to me, Rabbi Yishmael said to me, B'ni ma melachtecha, what's your trade? What's your job? What do you do? Amar Tilo, I said to him, Lav lor ani, I'm a scribe, I'm a sofer. Amar Lee said to me, B'ni, listen to this most geschmack statement. B'ni, have you zahir? Be very careful. Shemalachtecha meleches shamayim. Your job is meleches shamayim. He shema tachsir os achas, otatir os achas. If you have one extra letter in the Torah, or one letter too few in the Torah, nimtesa atom machriv es kol haolam kulo. You are found to have destroyed the entire world. Shkoyach. Thank you very much. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nihyah B'Dvaro. Oh, nothing better than cold, fresh water. So Rabbi Yishmael is telling Rabbi Meir the following. You are a scribe, you're a lavlar, be very careful, because if you have one letter too few, or one letter too many, you are found to be destroying the world. Das mein das. You're found to be destroying the world. Right? The fifth line. Almighty Lo. Don't worry, I've got this secret thing. I've got Kan Kantom, this thing, and it all works. Look at the bottom line. Right? Right? Don't worry about Chaserus and Yeserus. Have a look at this, sorry, the second last line, the fifth last word. Don't worry about Chaserus and Yeserus. The Boki honor, because I'm a Boki. Elo afilu lemechash lezvuv. I'm even careful for a fly, a zvuv. Because maybe a fly, may sit on the corner of the dalad. And we'll change the dalad to a resh. Rabbi Yishmael is worried and is telling Rabbi Meir, be careful, because a fly might come as you're writing and will change your dalad to a resh. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? We look at Rashi. Rashi tells us, "Mashvilei Reish." The bottom line of Rashi: "Kegum Dalad De Echod." Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokeinu, Hashem Echod. What happens if the Dalad is circled? Hashem Lokeinu, Hashem Acher. From the greatest line of Emuna, you get to the greatest line of Apikarsus. And what is the difference? The difference is Zvuv Gematria Chet. You have a little zvuv, and it can sit in the corner of the dalad. A little chait can take away the little bit of ink on the corner of the dalad, make it into a resh, and can change it from Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Acher. Gevaldig. Says the Bnei Yisachar, what was the first Aveira? Adam HaRishon. What was the punishment to Adam HaRishon? Coats v'dardar tatzmiach loch. Thorns and thistles. Dalad reish, you're going to get, because you've done aveira, there is now, thorns and thistles are going to grow. What does that mean? It means there is going to be a confusion between Hashem Echad, Hashem Acher. Now, there is a force of evil in the world where there is confusion. Coats v'dardar tatzmiach loch. Have a look over, that's the I'll actually quote a few, the psukim over here, not necessary, but says the Ben Yehoyada, that's what Chodesh Adar is. What is Chodesh Adar? Tonight's Purim Katan, it's time to get into the mode, it's trying to figure out what is Chodesh Adar about? What's the whole Purim story about? What's Adlo Yodab and Oru Haman the Baruch Mordechai, great Givaldik, the same gematria as a 501, right? The Oru Haman and Baruch Mordechai, the Gra says, the same gematria. What is the significance of that? What does that mean? What does it mean to get drunk to the point where you don't know the difference between Oru Haman and Baruch Mordechai? It's Kotz V'dar Dar Tatzmiach Loch Adar with Aleph Dalad Reish. Says the Ben Yehoyada, and I'm going to read it for you in a second. But what does it mean? It means we've got to know in Adar how to be Mavchin and place the Dalad over the Reish. We've got to know how to place the Dalad before the Reish. Let's read in the Ben Yehoyada. V'od nira de b'siyata d'shmai, the second last makar over here. Masha Omar yita b'hem Adar, right? The underlined Gemara above it. Harotu yiskaimen lechasov yita bohen adar Gemara in Beitza. You should put an Adar tree. But the Acharonim say that it's also a reference to the month of Adar. You're nechasim on Esrabe. There's a potential of nechasim to Esrabe. If you've got a din Torah, you go in Adar. What is Adar? Nira b'siyata d'shmayim mashomar yita b'hem Adar. What does that mean? Remez letakin b'hem os aleph the MS, right? Adam Arishan had the word MS. The word aleph was nimchak after the chait, and then he was a bar misa. Only mace was left. The os aleph the Adam shepogmu b'chait Adam Arishon. The os aleph is there to be mitzukan in some way. The gam letakin b'hem osios dalad reish asher b'ksivas echod v'acher shepogam Adam Arishon. That Adam Arishon was pogim when it says quotes the dar dar tatzmiach lach. The opportunity over here is to be able to be mevarer what is emes, what is sheker, what is right, what is wrong, what is tov, what is ra. That is what Adar is about. Aleph of emes, dalad before the resh, to put the dalad to be mevarer the echod over the acher, and that is really the entire story of Purim. It seems everything is going wrong, right? If you read this, there are three geshmak mahalchim on Purim Megillas Esther. One of them is Rav Desla, and Rav Desla describes, imagine living there in the times of Achashverosh, and you're living for years and years where there's this edict, there's this evil man, everything is going from bad to worse. All of a sudden a queen, a Jewish girl, is taken, Nebuch, and all of a sudden there's this, and he's built a gallows, and everything is, it seems to be that Hashem is, you know, isn't, right? And all of a sudden it turns out that every single part of that story had to be there in order to bring about the Echod, in order to bring about Hashem. That was part of being Mevarer, is to realize that everything that seems Acher is really Echod. And that is what Adar is. Chodesh Adar is coats, is to undo the coats for Dardar. Zeh Shmila Olam Vezeh Zechmila Dor Dor. The Milchamol Hashem Ba'amalek Midor Dor. Amalek always represents the suffix, the doubt between the Dalad and the Reish, and the Avoda is to be able to identify it, and that is certainly what is part of the Le'olam and Dor Odor. Anyway, I think that was a very nice idea. And it, again, this is just the beginnings of a few of a Mahalach. There's much more to say on it, not that I necessarily know what else there is to say on it, but there is a lot to say on it, and the Sfarim writes a lot about it, and the Bnei Yisachar. Come to me afterwards, I'll try and find it to you, I'll send it to you, but it's very, very geschmack. Idea number two, let's have a look at the second page over here, or the third page, yeah? We're talking about Ato Daber Bnei Yisrael Lemor Ach Es Shabso Sai Tishmor. If we look at the last five parashas in the Sefer Shmos, it's very, very interesting. The order is Mikdash, Shabbos, Egel, Shabbos, Mikdash. That the order, the last five parashiyos, is Truma Tetzaveh, is all about the Tzivui for the creation of the Mishkan and the Begadim. And then you have Achas Shabbos Tishmaru, and then you've got Egel Azahov, and then you've got the beginning of Vayakel, Moshe, etc. That is the first 10 Pesukim of Shabbos. And then you've got the rest of Vayakal and the whole of Pekudei is the actual creation of the Mishkan. Very interesting palindrome, right? You can read it forwards and backwards. I love that word. I was hoping to use it tonight. I used it tonight. That we've got over here, we've got an order where you've got Mishkan, Shabbos, Egel, Shabbos, Mishkan. And of course, we've got, how many times in the Torah does Shabbos come up? Quiz. I think the Mishnah Berurah in the Hakdamah to Chelek Gimel says 31 times. Shabbos comes up a lot of times. And often when Shabbos comes up, the Mishkan is right next to it. Last pasuk in Baharis, Shabbos Tiro, Es Mikdashi, Es Shabbos Tishmer, Es Mikdashi Tiro, Ani Hashem. Right, Mikdash and Shabbos come up a lot, and that's why we learned the 39 Melachos, etc., etc. But Shabbos and Mishkan are very, very much connected. But over here, the Torah is telling us, Es Shabbosai Tishmer, keep my Shabbosos. And of course, we're going to see a famous Gemara that Klal Yisrael have to keep two Shabbosos. But then the pasuk says, Ki os hi beini uveinechem ledoroseichem. It is an oath between me and you for your generations. What's the oath? What's the sign? What is the sign? Why is Shabbos an oath? Like on a posh pshat level, why is Shabbos an oath? Right? Any offerings? No? Pardon? Oh, we are testifying on Maaseh Bereishis. But so why is that? Why is the fact that Shabbos is there an oath on Maaseh Bereishis? In other words, we are mazkir, but why is it? Why is Shabbos essentially intrinsically that oath? I heard an amazing mahalak, an amazing pshat. I believe it's Ibn Ezra, but I'm not sure. But I heard it from a rav in Baltimore. He said there were many leaders who tried to make a 10-day week, and no one succeeded. No one succeeded to change the 7-day week. Why? A month is because of the moon. A year is because of the sun. What is in nature a 7-day cycle? The answer is nothing. There is nothing. Yet humanity has never managed to shake off a 7-day week. Ki os hi beni uvein bnei Yisrael. Pasha pshat. The pasha pshat is that there is nothing else. There is nothing in the stellar system to reflect a 7-day week. A week is a human construction. So why can't this human construction be changed? The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maintains it. And try as they might, they can Yomin Usmol Tifrotzi, right? The Mekubalim say that you can make it on Sunday or Friday. The Christians and the Muslims move their Shabbos to Yomin, to the right, that is Yishmol is always the right, to Friday, and the Rome always to the left, to the Sunday. There's Hashem Tariti, but nonetheless, Klal Yisrael always keep the seventh day, but nonetheless, it is always going to stay a 7-day week. Why? Ki osi beni. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to say, but this is what I want to say. I want to say as follows. Let's have a look at these two Gemaras. Actually, I'm not doing well over here. Omar Rab Levi, look at the Yerushalmi and the Gemara in Shabbos. Omar Rab Levi, Ilu hayu Yisrael mishamrin Shabbos achas katikuna miyad hoya ben David ba. If Klal Yisrael just keep one Shabbos, just one Shabbos, and we'll all be free. Just one Shabbos, come and join with me. Yeah, just one Shabbos. We'll Klal Yisrael keep one Shabbos, there'll be nigga, but the famous Gemara that we know. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Il Moli Mishamun Yisrael, Shtei Shabbos is Kil Chosan, Yad Nigalim. Frecht the Shem Yishmuel. Which? One or two? One Shabbos or two Shabbos? What is, which is it? Let's have a look at this very, very interesting Gemara. Omar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Gemara in Shabbos Samachtes, Hayimahalach baderech o bamidbar ve'eino yodeya emasai Shabbos. If you're walking in the desert and you don't know which day Shabbos is, let's say you don't know which day Shabbos is, what do you do? Keep every day Shabbos? What do you do? Yeah? Mona Shisha Yomim Umeshamer Yom Echad. The day you remember suddenly what you do, you count today is Yom Rishon LeShabbos. Tomorrow's Yom Sheni. You might be off, but that's what you do. It's a Hanhaga, that's what you do. You keep the seventh day. Incidentally, you gotta look up the halacha. It's the last whole simon in Chelek Gimel is about this. And it's not so simple. Maybe you keep all of the drabonon, all the derises, and just the drabonon's not, or whatever, but it's a complicated set of halachas. But the starting point is this. Rav Huna says, you don't know which day is Shabbos, you count 6 days, you keep Shabbos. Chia barav omer, neshamer yom echad, umona shisha. What you do is you keep that very day Shabbos, then you count six. But my kamiflegi, frek the Gemara, What are they arguing about? Mar sovar kebriyoso shel olam, u mar sovar keodam arishon. One person holds, like Hashem. Hashem created 6 days, seventh day was Shabbos. Adam Arishon, though, was created on Friday noon, right? It was created Friday, and his first full day was going to be Shabbos. First keeps Shabbos, and then counts 6 days. That is the Machlokes. One says keep 6 days in Shabbos, Hashem, Adam Arishon. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? Says the Shem Yishmol, and I'm not going to read it inside because I want to still get the last one in the next 5 minutes. Says the Shem Yishmol something very geschmack. Shem Yishmol says that actually Shabbos has got two kochos in it. Shabbos is the end of the week, and Shabbos is the beginning of the week. Shabbos is both the receiver from the previous week, and depending how you spend the previous week, that's the way Shabbos is going to be. But Shabbos also is the impetus for the next week. We say in Komekadesh Shvi that based on how the week is going to be Shabbos. Just like a color, you look at her friends and you can tell who she is, and just like you can tell her friends by who she is, so too, you are Shabbos. You are able to determine it by how the week has been, and in other words, how much kedusha we've allowed into the week, and also on Shabbos, depending how we're showing the Shabbos, that is how the Shabbos is going to be for the rest of the week. And that's exactly this machlokas. The machlokas is mar chada velo pligi. Really, the Shabbos has really got these two elements. Interestingly, I think that you know we say vo vom, right? Or I don't know what is nusach svar. Do they do that Friday night vo, Shabbos morning vo? So there are lots of different mahalachim. The Torah has got a very interesting mahalach, but the Zohar has got a mahalach on why on Friday night you say v'yanuchu vah yisrael makadosh, and in the morning we never yanuchu vah and mincha v'yanuchu vah. Vah is her. Her is always the receiver. Vah in the morning is the man. Is always the giver. Is the nosein. Is the mashpia. And vom is the two of them together. It's the yichud of both the man and the woman, and that is that is setting you up for the week. But the vo and the vo is the receiver and the giver. Shabbos is both the receiver from the week and is a giver to the next week. What does it mean? Klal Yisrael keeping two Shabbos, Klal Yisrael keeping one Shabbos, right? It comes from this week's parsha, Shabbos, Tishmor, keep my Shabbosos in plural. What does that mean? Two Shabbosos, keeping two Shabbosos. It means as follows: in the one Shabbos, you can keep two Shabbosos. Shabbos, it's true, if Klal Yisrael keep one Shabbos Ketikuna, but in order to keep one Shabbos Ketikuna, you effectively need to have kept the previous Shabbos. In other words, you necessarily have to have kept the previous week, and then that Shabbos contains both of the elements of the two Shabbosos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and of Adam HaRishon in that first singular Shabbos. And that's what says the Shem Yishmuel, quoting his father, the Avnei Nezer. That was the mahalach of the Shem Yishmuel Avnei Nezer on this. But I think it's a gewaldig mahalach, but effectively it's an ongoing ladder, it's ongoing upwards. We've got now exactly 2.5 minutes to have a look at a third very interesting mahalach, which is as follows. I just quoted to you the psukim about Keturis, because this week's parsha is all about, there is a whole lot about Keturis, and the question is, when do we say Pitma Keturis? At the end of davening, which day do we say Pitmak Teres? So Nisach Sfarad we say it every day, is that right? Nisach Sfarad every day. Now Ashkenazic Jews such as I, we only say it on Shabbos. Why? What's Pshat? Let's read the Ramah over here. The Ramah is in the bold in the middle, yeah? Urachayim Kuflamet Beis. The Yeshama Pitmak Teres Erev Avoker Achar Tfilah V'Omrim Tchila Ein Kelokeinu. We only say the shir in the morning. Do you see this in the bolded? It's the bolded part of the middle text on the last page. Many people are makpid to read it and not say it. We're worried you might skip a word, so always try and read it out. Right? But And we say that Yochayiv Mis if you miss one of them. V'lochein noah gushlo lomer b'chol. That's why you don't say on chol. Shememahar in the melachton, because they're rushing out to work. V'chayshin on shemi yodalei. And we're worried that we might during the week miss out one of the things. Says the Rama. This is not a verita, you know. This is the Rama says that we're worried that during the week we might skip out. We might miss out a very very interesting. Yeah. The question is though, why is there such a hakpada to have to end davening with karbonos? Why? Like why the pitmak toris? Why the k'toris? What's going on here? So the Nefesh HaChaim, quoting the Arizal, is going to gushmak mahalach. It's mamash emes la mito shel Torah, and it's disgusting that we have 1 minute to say this, but I'm going to say it nonetheless. We know that everything that we do is either maisa or dibur or machshava. It's either an action or a speech or a thought. Nothing that we do escapes one of those three things. It's either going to be an action, a speech, or a thought. And the Hasidim or Rishonim used to spend an hour before davening and an hour davening, and the Braisa adds on to the Mishnah also an hour after davening. It was power up. Some computers take an hour to power up, but we in the morning definitely take an hour to power up. It takes an hour to power up, an hour to daven, and an hour to land again. Says the Arizal, you look at the Siddur, this is what's happening. Karbonos at the beginning, that's Olam HaMaisa, that's the action. Then you've got from Baruch She'omar to Yishtabach is the Mizmir, so it's the Mizmar, it's the Dibur, is the speech. And then you have Shema. Kadosh, Kadosh, if you're not Machavein, you're not Yotze, it's all about Kavana. And then you have the Amida, which is none of them, it is Emuna. By Hiyodov Emuna, his hands were in the place where Emuna is above the thought. There's the action, the speech, the thought, and then there is Emuna. By Hiyodov Emuna, it's beyond them. That is the Shemon Esra actual relationship. And then that is the powering up, the davening, and then you're going to land again. How are you going to land? The answer is, you go back down the ladder. You've got them again. The Kodesh, 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 the Sidura, right? The Gemara talks about it. You've got the Asheru Volatzion, yeah, which is Kodesh, Kodesh. And then you've got Aleinu and Mizmar Shir, which is the speech. What have you got for action at the end? What's the Maisa? The Pitzmak Torus at the end is the Karbonos Shir at the beginning, which helps you land. Well, what does it mean? It means that we're makdish everything. We're makdish the action, the speech, the thought, to Shamayim. But then we have to know how to bring that back into our world. We have to know how to bring that into our, the ketores from the word likshor, it's the Aramaic for the words to tie. We're tying down the machshava, dibur, and maisa of our lives back into Olam Hazeh. And that then sets us for the rest of the day. And that is, says the Arizal, the closing lines of Shar Beis of Nefesh HaChaim, that is what it's all about. The machshava, the dibur, and the maisa that we've spent the whole tefillah stepping up to and doing, we bring that through the ketores, through the karbonos at the end of davening back into our lives. Ben Hashem, these were three short ideas that I wanted to share with you. The Adar, the Dar of Adar. The second one was the two Shabbosis, and the third one was ketores. Each of these ideas, again, are just a scratch on the surface. Bez Hashem, we should be zocher to lilmud and lelamed, to carry on learning ourselves and teach others. Shabbos Shalom.